Now, protests against coronavirus restrictions have been springing up around the world, with varying groups such as anti-vaxxers and even the far right taking part. One of the latest such rallies has taken place in Melbourne, Australia this weekend. The state of Victoria is the worst affected in the country and has enacted strict measures to try to curb a second wave of infections. Solange Mojin has more.
Chanting the words freedom. These protesters in Melbourne, Australia, think that wearing a mask is an infringement on their individual rights. In anger, regardless of a collective good that masks may provide in combating the coronavirus, hundreds of protesters came out to say that they'd had it. With nearly 5 weeks of strict lockdown measures, nightly curfews, and mask requirements, some protested peacefully, eager to be able to leave their homes again or travel outside the state of Victoria. Others, irate, slew insults at the police as the officers arrested protesters. Such rallies are thought to have been organized by a mishmash of online groups, many of them peddling conspiracy theories. For the Premier of the state of Victoria, the lockdown measures have helped bring a massive coronavirus spike under better control. But he said the state and the nation are not out of the woods yet.
No one is really advocating to open and be open for just a few weeks. And if you opened at these levels, that is exactly what would happen. It would be 5 minutes of sunshine and then a third wave that arguably will be even more devastating than the second.
With case numbers dropping but still worrisome, Australian officials are expected to announce Sunday an incremental roadmap for lifting lockdowns in Victoria. Yet protesting Melbourne residents may still have to wait many weeks or months for freedom as they knew it to return.